Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Brand new in the Rock Shop, just in time for whatever gift-giving season you might be into. It's getting close. You got to buy some for somebody. Danny keeps asking for something for Halloween, so... How about a KISW vintage hat? Hat's a snapback hat. It's got the old school Rock logo on the front. It's a sweet looking hat. This is going to look good on somebody's dome. So buy them while they're still here and then get certain shopping out of the way, right? Before, you know, everybody's all running around trying to get stuff and you've already got it tightened up. Get it now, KISW.com.
Let's play.
All right, man, we're almost there. We can taste it.
Almost.
What does it taste like, BJ?
Tastes like victory.
Oh, wow. Yeah, interesting.
That's what it is. When you
now we
Friday,
know what yeah. victory tastes like.
Tastes like Friday.
Meatball subs.
Yeah. Well, you got to bring that up again, it. Man.
Yeah. I want obsessed. A meatball sub, man. Get them meatballs in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to our contestant today. We got Jenny in Puyallup. Jenny, are you there?
I'm here.
Excellent. Right. What is she playing for?
I want to be clear. Huh. We should not be fooled by the rocks that Jenny's got. I just want to be fooled.
I thought you were going to say we don't lose her number.
Yeah, I was waiting for that one,
we can
too.
Go either way, which one do you want?
I don't want either, actually.
8675309.
Yeah.
Jenny knows what's up, which is always a good number to use whenever you go to one of those supermarkets that says, hey, what's your club card? And it's like, oh, I don't have it. And like, well, what's your number? Just 8675309.
It's worked for me.
Whoever that person is, they're getting a crap ton of points.
Yeah.
And they were a genius to sign it up with that number.
What's she playing for today, Steve?
A pair of second row tickets to see Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, as well as Cheap Trick. They're going to be at the Washington State Fair on September 19th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want to see Cheap Trick and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, get your tickets now at thefair.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Jenny will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Jenny, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
As ready as I'm going
to
be.
That's the spirit. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. This is the opening line to which classic novel?
A Tale of Two Cities.
Yes! In the Disney movie Robin Hood, what animals play Robin Hood and Maid Marian?
Boxes.
Yes.
Boxes.
How many wings does a bee have?
2.
No.
4.
Yes. Who was the Roadrunner's nemesis?
Roadrunner. The Wile E. Coyote.
Yes. What citrus beverage had used the ad slogan, open a bottle of sunshine?
Sunkist?
No.
Sunny D.
Yes. Who was the Grateful Dead's lead singer until his passing?
Jerry Garcia.
Yes. Who wrote and also starred in the 80 movie The Blues Brothers?
Oh, Jim Belushi.
No.
Tom John Belushi, sorry.
No.
And Dan Aykroyd.
Yes. The Spanish flu caused one third of all soldiers' deaths in which war?
Spanish American War.
No.
World War One.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Correct.
All right, not bad. She got all the ones that she was able to answer. There's a couple she didn't, so that might be the deciding factor there.
We'll see. Jenny was she was sharp. I think this could be a tough one for Steve.
Yeah.
He might really be in big trouble.
Could he get two losses in a row this morning?
He might be in big trouble, that Steve.
B?
Yeah, you.
All right.
Are you ready? It was the best of times. It was the worst of...
Oh, bless you, my soul.
Sorry.
That was gross.
Dude, that was everywhere. Hey, Jesus, get a Kleenex.
Yeah, a little bit.
Where is it? Vicky, you're going to have to wash that to a hoodie. That's all
I'm
going
to say. Oh, crap. I wasn't paying attention to him.
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, he just used... I mean, he tried to avoid it.
My hands.
That's his hand sanitizer.
Yeah. I mean, it's a little on your hair.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. A little piddle.
Yeah.
A little piddle. I'm okay about with other stuff in my hair.
Sorry about that.
Wait, the game's going. Let's go.
Okay. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Is the opening line to which classic novel?
Gone with the Wind?
No.
Tale of Two Cities.
Yes.
Nice.
In the Disney movie Robin Hood, what animals play Robin Hood and Maid Marian?
What?
In the Disney movie Robin
Hood. Rabbits.
No.
Foxes.
Yes.
What?
How many wings does a bee have?
Four.
Yes. Who was Roadrunner's nemesis?
Wile E. Coyote.
Yes. What citrus beverage has used the ad slogan, open a bottle of sunshine?
Sunny D.
Yes.
Sunny D.
Who was the Grateful Dead's lead singer until his passing?
Jerry Garcia.
Yes. Who wrote and also starred in the 80 movie The Blues Brothers?
Dan Aykroyd.
Yes. The Spanish flu caused one third of all soldiers' deaths in which war?
War of 1812.
No.
World War One.
Yes. Yes. Which Nintendo console was released after the Super Nintendo and before the GameCube?
The Wii.
No.
GameCube.
No.
Game Boy.
No. Which band had the 1977 hit Go Your Own Way?
Go Your Own Way. Fleetwood Mac.
Yes. And Steve, you win 9-8.
It's that Disney one. He shouldn't have got that right,
Jenny. Shouldn't have gotten it.
But I did.
But he did.
Sorry, Jenny.
And I sneezed on Vicky.
And you sneezed on Vicky. This is a double win right there for you.
I'm not happy.
That might be my superstition. Tomorrow morning at 6:47, I'm sneezing on Vicky.
I'm getting the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Can I sneeze on you back?
I don't care.
Get one of those Gallagher tarps.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Gross.
Is that really, I mean.
It was
like watching a rain bird.
It was
like
an epic sneeze.
Ugh.
Came out of nowhere, and I know you tried to cover it, but you really didn't do it.
I covered it just fine.
No,
I see nothing.
You kind of slobber a little bit.
Went all over the place.
Where? Point it out.
Poor Vicky's got it all over. She's like that, like I said, like something about Mary, dude.
Oh.
I mean, seriously. It's not
it's a
good.
Big difference.
It's
sir.
A really big difference.
Yeah. Is it really big, though?
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Thank you.
The Nintendo console that was released after the Super Nintendo and before the GameCube.
Everybody named Vicky knows this. You don't know this?
The before or after the GameCube?
It was before the GameCube.
Wasn't it the just Super Nintendo?
No.
N64, I think you're looking for?
Yes, that's what I was thinking. Yeah, yes. The block. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you were thinking.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? You didn't answer it. You're
good. I didn't get to have these consoles. I was too poor.
Oh,
GameCube was dope. I loved GameCube.
Really? Like, I didn't like it because it had the teeny tiny discs, which just got lost everywhere.
I kept them in a case and they never got lost.
No, I lost them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So Steve knows what's up.
We never lost them because we'd always go to the neighbor's house to play.
Metroid. That was my game.
Oh, I love Metroid.
Metroid, yeah.
Love all of those. Congratulations, Steve. You won with 9 correct.
That means caller number 9. You are checking out Joan Jett and Cheap Trick at the Washington State Fair. Caller number 9, 206-421-ROCK. Well, it's the first mention of the season. Bringing up the dreaded tree word.
Uh-oh.
Reason being is, you know, we say that there was that movie. Was it Demolition Man? I forget which one it was with Sylvester Stallone where Taco Bell was every store. Everything was Taco Bell.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was. Yep, you're right.
Yep.
Yeah. So that was the future. They said is all every store, every restaurant, it's all going to be Taco Bell, basically. Amazon is trying to be that particular movie because now they've announced they're going to be selling live. This is important. Live Christmas trees this year. You can order a live Christmas tree from Amazon. They'll send you a 7-foot tree that was chopped down less than 10 days ago.
Can we just say real?
Yeah.
It sounds weird calling it a live Christmas tree, like the tree's going to knock on your door and like, hey, I'm here, I'm your Christmas tree. I'm alive.
You, I think they all say live. They don't say real, do they, in all places?
I don't think they say anything. They say Christmas trees.
Oh, I could have sworn that was what they used to say, live trees.
No, you might be right. I never really heard. It just sounds funny when you call it a live Christmas
tree. It's coming. It's
after we killed it by cutting it out of the ground.
It's still alive.
It's barely
alive.
I
always saw like fresh Christmas tree.
Fresh.
I think that sounds better than live.
Either way, it's only $115 to have it delivered to your house. And if you're a Prime member like me, the delivery is free.
Do they pick it up then afterwards?
Yeah. Oh, that would, you're right, Steve. That would be the great service. Because, I mean, supposedly the trash is, they're supposed to do it for you. But I don't know. I always see people going, I don't know, it's on my lawn. I don't know when they're going to pick it up.
Do you guys prefer the artificial trees or do you guys like the live trees?
I'm cool with phony.
Phony for sure.
Yeah, it's so much easier. It's perfect every time.
And having to clean up the pine needles after the season.
Or
no,
water it.
Thank you.
And now you can get those little things, like those sticks that make it smell like a fresh tree, which is pretty awesome. I'm not opposed to, though. I like also the fun of going to the tree farm and getting the tree and putting it up. I do enjoy that. And we were all about that until one time a spider came out of the tree.
Oh.
And it freaked my wife out. She's like, I'm done with real trick with the real Christmas trees.
That's awesome.
Is it just me? Have they just gotten really expensive over the years? Like $50 for a tree.
Well, I only know that because D. Ted Smith and I, we have a tradition every year. We go get drinks, and then we go get a tree and walk it back to his house.
Do you go buy it, or do you guys saw it down?
We go to a place where they saw it down.
Oh, okay.
And typically they already have done it because we go 2 days before Christmas, and so it's just...
Oh, you go like a lot maybe?
Dude, it's the most like just...
Charlie Brown style?
It's the worst of the worst. The ones that nobody wanted.
Yeah.
Dude, I saw this last year and I really want to buy and convince my parents. It is like a Christmas tree kind of claw thing. You just hang it on a stick and it just goes bloop. And the tree is done. It's all decorated. You don't have to worry about it.
That's boring. Part of the fun is decorating.
I know. But
I agree.
No pine needles. No, like, I hate the artificial trees because your hands get all gross. I don't know.
How do your hands get gross from an artificial tree?
Like when you store it and stuff, it just gets gross.
Well, you wash your hands.
I know. I don't like it.
It's gross.
Like, the weird metal part in it starts to just kind of decay or erode or whatever.
I've never experienced that. We've been using the same tree for 6 years. I've never had any issues with my
What are you
hands.
Doing with your Christmas tree, Vicky?
Don't worry about
exactly.
It.
Where
don't
do you store it?
I don't know. I'll tell you.
Yeah. We have the same tree. We have the same tree that we bought, my wife and I, when we first got married, went to like a basically like a type store way back in the day, over 30 years ago. So our tree is older than the kids.
Wow.
And we use it every year. It's a dinky little small thing. I have to put it on a big box just so it looks like it's a normal size tree.
Oh, that's funny.
It's really cheesy looking compared to what you can get now for trees. But like it's the first thing we got. Like having your first Christmas together as a couple when you're first married, that was what we did. We went out and bought the fake tree and we still use it every year, even though it is the lamest looking thing ever.
I have two fake trees.
What?
Halloween tree and Christmas tree.
Oh, come on.
It's an all black one that I use for Halloween.
Of course, you have a Halloween tree.
Yes. Yeah. All black, has orange lights, and then I put up made Halloween decorations.
Do you keep it up for the entire Halloween season and Christmas?
Yes.
Of course. Dude, we went to, I think it was like Michael's or one of those places that sells like everything that you don't need, but you end up buying.
Yeah.
And they have a whole section now, a Halloween section. And they have like those ceramic houses that because my wife collects those. Like we get those ceramic houses for Christmas, and we have like a whole thing on a table of all these different. It's like a whole little city. And my favorite part is we have a little hockey scene that's kind of cool. But they have one for Halloween as well.
Sweet,
there you go, buddy.
We have two trees also for Christmas. We have the regular tree that we have, like the artificial one, and then we have the Charlie Brown Christmas tree on our kitchen table.
Nice. I know. I gotta get that Charlie Brown tree because I was such a big fan of that. I watched that ever since I was a kid.
See, I'm stoked. Because this is the first year we have the house. I think I'm going to go Griswold and get a real tree on this.
Nice. Go for it.
Yeah. I did that once, and then it was nice that one time, chopping down my own tree and doing all that, but what a pain in the ass. I was like, yeah, I'm done. I'm not doing
that. Yeah, we'll see how it works out. I mean, we've got the cats. I don't think it'll be, the tree will last very long.
I think we did it for the kids. We made it like, you know, let's bring the kids out to the tree farm and make that adventure that one time, and that was it.
Do you guys have that one ornament that you always love putting up?
Oh yeah, for I do. I've got a Doctor Who TARDIS ornament. Love putting that up. It's just so awesome. Like, oh yeah, there you go. Because they always have a Christmas episode, so it really goes. Oh yeah, we can't wait till the day after Christmas we'll get. So that's my favorite ornament.
Mine's I have an Earl Thomas figure that's a Christmas ornament. There's nothing Christmas about it other than it's an Earl Thomas and it hooks up to your tree.
Oh really?
They sold it as a Christmas. It's funny when I think about it. It's really nothing Christmassy about it other than it has a little hook that you can hang it on your tree. And it's back when you had dreadlocks.
Oh,
and I was very nervous. When the holdout was happening, I was like, am I not going to be able to hang up the Earl Thomas Christmas ornament?
You should then, just in celebration, you know, to be real, you should actually put it up on December 27th. You know?
Oh, okay.
You know, because well, yeah, he won't be there for Christmas because he's holding
out. But he's out. He's there, man.
Yeah, he's there.
So it's okay.
Yeah. All right, then don't have him a couple of weeks before Christmas then. That's what it is. He's there in time for Christmas, but you can't have it up before.
Should I cut his hair?
Oh, you got to cut his hair. Yeah.
Take an X-Acto knife and just shave the hair off.
Yeah, or get a get John Schneider, get a John Schneider ornament. They both could be negotiating on your tree.
I don't believe they make a John Schneider Christmas
ornament.
They
need to.
I'll check the Seahawks website.
That guy is giving us good. Why doesn't he have an ornament? All right, it is time for Listeners on the Loose. This is your opportunity. If you think we don't know how to do a good show, well, then you get to actually, you know, come on, do your own show. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, it's Listeners on the Loose. Your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by The Shane Company. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. You can also text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, you get to run this show. So it could be something new, something old, whatever topic you'd like. There is one rule that Steve has, though.
It's a simple rule, BJ, and that's to show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to say goodbye to you, brother.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Let's go to Oves in Tumwater. Oves, you are on The Rock. Hello. Oh, you know what, Oves? I pressed it. I'll press it again. There you go, Oves. Now you're on The Rock.
Ah, what's up, BJ?
Yes, sir.
So, you guys were just talking about Christmas trees, and I heard about a really cool-sounding company out of England where they don't actually cut the tree down. What they do is they, like, root ball it or something, but then they don't kill the tree, and they deliver it to your house. So, your tree, and then they pick it up after Christmas, and then your tree just, like, keeps on growing.
So, do they plant it somewhere and let it hang out, and then when it's Christmas again, they take that same tree and bring it back to you?
I'm not quite sure on how they do it. When I saw the thing on it where they delivered it, it had like a big bag around the roots and a bunch of dirt. So I'm assuming they, like, whatever they do to transplant trees, like, I'm assuming they use the same kind of technique.
Yeah, Steve is right. They probably just replant it somewhere else so that it doesn't die.
Right,
and then you get a new tree.
Yeah, you're not going to get the same tree every year. Otherwise, you're going to start extending the roof of your house.
Yeah, I thought about that.
Well, no, you can, though, because you get them when they're small, and then it's cool because you can, like, buy them when your kids are a certain young age, and then your tree can grow up with your kids, or vice versa. Your kids can grow up with your tree.
Oh, that's kind of cool in its own weird way.
I think that's
cool. Yeah, and then
stupid.
I'm assuming that, really? At a certain height, like, you have to stop or plant it outside or something, but that would be cool if you, like, after so many years of renting your tree, you get to own it and you can plant it in your yard.
You don't like that idea, huh?
Rent to own a Christmas tree?
It sounds
like a stretch.
It sounds quaint, and you're also, you're not cutting trees down.
No? You go over to someone's house, and they're like, oh, yeah, this tree's been growing with our children. Are you not going to roll your eyes? I like the idea of keeping the tree alive and then replanting it so it could grow out in the woods and, you know, be on its own.
If they explain to me this is the same live tree that we've had every year, like I go over there and they go, we've had the same tree for 10 years, and they show me pictures or whatever, which they've done, you don't think that's cool. I think that's really cool.
Okay. No, I don't think it's cool.
I wouldn't roll my eyes. There's something about that that seems cool to me, but all right. I mean, it's weird, but cool.
Okay. I mean, it's saying that you can do it, and, like, the best thing to do is just plant it outside in your backyard if you have the space, because it just will keep growing. It's good for, you know, the local little animals and birds, and then it's good for oxygen.
Well, yeah, we know that.
I know, but that's what instead of returning it.
Time of talking about this stupid
instead
concept.
Of returning it, BJ.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Yeah, but see,
it's
then
cute.
But then you have to dig it up every year. I like the idea that you can keep bringing it back, and they bring it back, and it's the same tree. Of course, I carve my name in there to be sure, because they could try to trick me, and I want to make sure it's the same tree.
Oh, like when someone's animal dies, and they get an animal that looks just like
exactly.
it?
Exactly. How do I know? They go, oh, here's your tree.
This isn't my tree.
I don't think that's my tree.
There's no giant BJ in the roots.
Yeah, baby.
All right, let's talk about Aerosmith. Someone says, did you guys see Aerosmith was on Jimmy Fallon playing on Kids' Toys? It was awesome.
Yeah, I heard about this, but I have not heard the audio yet.
They do this a lot.
I think that's so.
They do it from time to time.
I have seen them do it with other people, and I think it really is fun, just taking those kids' toys, like little xylophones and stuff like that, and just playing a song on there. And they did.
I love that Questlove is playing a shaker, but the shaker is inside one of the Adidas shoes in homage of Run DMC doing Walk This Way.
Oh, that is pretty clever. Mm-hmm. So Roots, along with Jimmy Fallon, and of course Steven Tyler was there. I can see, right?
Yeah, that's Steven Tyler right there. There's Joey Kramer. There's Jim. There's Joe Perry.
Oh, so they got the whole gang.
Yeah, it looks like. There's Hamilton in the back. Yeah, they got the whole band.
Oh, that's awesome. That is very, very cool. So that happened last night in Tonight's Show. Aerosmith showing up with Jimmy Fallon and Roots playing "Walk This Way" with kids' equipment.
That's awesome.
That is fantastic. Again, that was last night in the Tonight Show. Aerosmith joining Jimmy Fallon and
the whole band,
the house
man.
Band Roots. So, yeah, the whole band Aerosmith playing Walk This Way on classroom instruments, a kid's classroom instruments. That is really, really cool.
I love the comments on YouTube. Somebody says, Joe Perry doesn't look too amused, and he doesn't. He looks very serious during all of it. And then they say, but Bernie Sanders on the right is having a blast. I think that's Brad Whitford.
Oh, they are old guys. I mean, seriously, Aerosmith started doing their business in the early 70s. And maybe they even formed a band in the late 60s, but we started hearing about them in the 70s.
They were young back then. I think Steven Tyler was like 17 when they started. So.
Yeah, dude.
So that helps.
They are very old. They're like the Rolling Stones. They're up there.
That's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah. You know, I got to hand it to Jimmy Fallon. I don't know who started this whole trend, but, you know, because Jimmy was doing the late show, the late, late show, whatever the heck it's called on NBC after Jay Leno for many years. But he has revolutionized the talk show game, the late night talk show game.
Yeah.
Because
it's made it fun.
Yeah, he's made it really fun. And Jay Leno said, he said that the reason I can't do what Jimmy does, I've got to go. You know, which I think as much crap as Jay Leno gets for all that Conan stuff, he admitted that, you know what, Jimmy Fallon does a different kind of show that is the show that people want. I can't do that kind of show. And he's doing a great job, man. Good for Jimmy. All right. It is Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. More of your calls, more of your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Just got a text that someone says, I'm having a tough time in my life right now, dark time in my life. I would love to hear you guys give me some strong words. I love your show, and I listen every morning.
All right. Well, first off, whenever you're having dark times, just know you're not alone. That's a cool thing. If you can realize that a lot of people go through some bad stuff, and anybody would just love to send love your way, man, which means you are not alone.
I would say just listen to our show more and realize that you're not as stupid as Steve and that life is clearly better because of that.
Well, and think about my misery. There's nobody as miserable as me, right?
I actually texted the guy a whole thing back.
Did you really?
Because I saw that. I was like, that sucks, man. I know that feeling. I think all of us go through that at some point, and you just hope that you come out of it stronger and know that it's going to pass, and just hopefully it passes quicker than you want it to, you know what I mean? But it's never fun, and I always try and find ways to just kind of get my mind occupied and do things that keep you busy. That way you're not dwelling and sitting in a room just beating yourself up over something that you really shouldn't anyway, whether it be music, movies, going to get lunch with some friends or dinner or whatever it may be, but just try and surround yourself with good people that bring you up.
And there's nothing wrong with admitting, you know, like, hey, I'm not okay, but that's okay. Everyone, like you were saying, has these moments, and you got to do what's going to be best for you, whether it's, you know, also going out, getting hobbies, enjoying company of friends, but also therapy has really been a really huge help in my life. So I always recommend that for people.
Yeah. Talking to somebody, and here's the thing, man. If you're a person that wants to be supportive to somebody that's going through a hard time, don't try to fix it. And I tell us guys this. This is why I think a lot of the significant others in our lives really train us well. Because how many times has your wife said to you, I don't want to fix it, just listen to me. It's something that we can really do. It's the easiest thing in the world. You just sit there and you go, hey, dude, I'm here. I don't know what I can do to fix it, but I can surely be here with you. And that goes a long way.
Yeah, because I think a lot of people can kind of detect the BS. And you know, they're like, okay, you're just saying this because you're just trying to get me out of my rut. Like, you're lying to me, in other words. Yeah. You know, I've had that happen. One of my buddies was an artist and plays music, and he had a performance, and he was really down after it. And he's just like, man, I was bad, blah, blah. I'm like, oh. And he's like, everyone's just telling me it was good. I know it was bad. And I'm like, and I finally just gonna look, man, wasn't your best performance? And he just, his eyes lit up. He's like, thank you for not lying to me. I was like, it wasn't awful, but it was definitely not you. I could tell you were not fully invested in it, and we just BS'd for a while and just had a bunch of laughs over the fact that it wasn't his best performance.
Yeah.
But you know, too many people were just trying to be like, it was fine, shut up, kind of. And
yeah,
that's what he's hearing. It's like, shut up, your problem's not warranted, and that's never the right way to do things.
Yeah, dude, that's good advice. And what Vicky said, it's okay to not be okay. It was the rallying cry for the mental health industry and suicide awareness, which, of course, this is the big week for that. I would also like to tell you about a website called imlistening.org. If you missed our big broadcast on Sunday, so many great people came together, including a lot of folks in the rock community. I mean, you know, Eric from Shinedown, and, of course, Mike Shinoda, the guy from Pearl Jam. A lot of folks talking about dealing with when times are not good in your life, and they've all had them. I mean, there's some great stuff on that site. Check that out too, man. But see if you can find somebody who can be with you, like Steve said, and help distract you doing some fun stuff, lunch or whatever, a hobby, something. It'll be okay. It really will, because it is okay to not be okay. You're not going to be happy all the time. That doesn't mean you're not okay.
One person even brings up a good point. Vicky has to put up with both of you wackos. I feel sorry for her.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah. That's right. You know what? She can leave at any time. If this is her own, she's putting herself through this.
I'm a glutton for punishment, I guess.
It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show at 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
So I said, Migs, did you hear about Motley Crue? And I did. I saw this tweet that just came out from our boy Vince Neil.
Okay.
Motley Crue said they signed a contract that they're not getting back together. And
exactly.
Or at least not go on tour. Well, he says, exciting news. I'm going to be going back in the studio in a few weeks with the boys to record four new Motley Crue tracks. Rock on.
How are they not going to tour with those?
One person says, please rip up that contract and go back on tour. Some people are believing, and I would lean towards this as well, that this could possibly be part of the Motley Crue, the Dirt movie that they're making. You know, it's based on that book about their becoming this band, Motley Crue, that's coming out like a full cinematic film. Maybe they're doing some stuff for the movie and then adding some new songs for the soundtrack. That could be. Or, for all we know, they're just saying, screw it, we want more money and we're putting out some new music.
What if they did a Vegas residency? Because that's technically not touring.
Solid point.
And then, I mean, it's kind of sneaking around, rules lawyering a little bit of the what they said there, but I mean, people would go see him. I would see him.
Look, even when they did a whole contract thing, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I'm not going to be mad if they break this contract.
Of course.
Like,
gosh, right? Yeah.
If you're a fan of Motley Crue, why would you be upset that they want to tour more? I would love to see him in Vegas. I think they did do a residency there a little while, I mean, a long time ago, but like maybe a decade ago.
Well, a lot of people are, you know, a lot of people like Rev would like to go see him again, so why not?
Yeah. I mean, I went during that last tour, and I wouldn't be upset. Like, I wouldn't feel ripped off, because I would have went to the concert regardless if it was their last tour.
Yeah.
That is so awesome. Good for them. Man.
Exciting news, guys.
Here we go.
Here we go again. And BJ, I don't know if you saw this, but Rev said it to me, and he's like, Steve, this is your spirit animal. He's 100% right.
Yeah.
Do you know the baseball player Brandon McCarthy?
Yes.
Well, he just retired.
Yeah.
And I bring this up because he retired with the greatest stats ever. He's going to finish his career with 69 wins. In a 4.20 ERA.
No way. Oh, that is awesome. That is fantastic that he was able to see all that stuff and go, this is the time to leave.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it was intentional, but when you look at your stats, you're like, should I retire? Should I not? And then you see that.
Yeah.
You're already 1 foot out the door. Screw it. End it now.
Dude, I'm thinking because he probably was at 69 wins before he got to 4.20. That's my, he probably saw that coming down the pike first. And then, you know, man, what a great idea. If your ERA is anywhere... Wow. You wonder, you know, sometimes managers will bring you in, leave you in, let you do personal goal things. Like last night, there was almost a no-hitter by a guy on the Twins. So, of course, they left him in, even though he had thrown a ton of pitches. Do you think somebody's cool enough? Because, I mean, is he on the Braves currently?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, because the Braves were actually in contention. So, I don't know if they would have done this. But if I was
a manager.
He's
had a good 2018, man. He has 6 wins, 3 losses. Granted, a 4.92 ERA, and he's a relief pitcher, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he used to actually, Brandon McCarthy used to be a guy that some people thought was going to be a really dominant closer, but I don't know if it ever really worked out for him long term.
He's great on Twitter too. He's funny.
Yeah, but I love the fact that he had to go to somebody and tell him, right? He had to say to the guys in the Braves, because you know they probably thought it doesn't matter. They're going to have to do their playoff rosters. He's probably not going to be on it anyway.
Like, I need one more win.
Yeah, let me just go out and it's the, you know, I mean, the Braves are still fighting for first place, so they can't mess around that much. But in this particular instance, you'd like to think that their manager, like everybody was cool going, dude, he's at 69 wins and man, he's close to 4.20. What do you say? Oh, I love this. That is fantastic. That is, I love
putting him in the Hall of Fame just for that.
You got to. I don't think no one has ever done that. 69 wins and a 4.20 ERA. He's got to be the only guy.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to put him in the Hall of Fame. I don't think the snobby baseball writers are going to be like, that's hilarious.
They should at least give some sort of honorable mention to that, but you're right. Nobody will.
Which is why also I would never be considered to be a sports writer that would vote on the Hall of Fame because I would be that guy all the time. Come on, man. Let him in. 69 wins.
See, you know, baseball is trying to be cool to the younger set. They've been trying to do that for the youth. I hope they really blow this up. I really, really do because it's funny. It's cool. And even the Vickies and the Dannys of the world would have to laugh and go, he got 69 wins and his ERA is 4.20.
If there was a blast out on the social medias and maybe like on your phone that just says, you know, Brandon McCarthy approaching his 69th win, I would watch that game.
Yeah.
Like if he just put in and like, oh boy, I need to see if he's going to get it.
Oh man. And then you might want to see a run scored because maybe, I don't know where he'd be. Like, would it get him at 4.20 or does he have to pitch another scoreless inning to get to 4.20? Either way, you're like rooting for him.
And unlike Motley Crue, he needs to sign a contract that says he never comes back to baseball. And messes up this beautiful record that he has.
God, I hope he gets a career outside. They better put him in this. I hope they can give him an announcing job, too. I hope they get to see him in the playoffs. Like, they have him as... You know, they always have those tables like at Pete Rose. You got to have Brandon McCarthy. He's funny as hell. He should be commenting on the postseason. They got to put him in
like
there.
He's just like, now he needs to have this job and that job.
Oh, he does. I want to hear from Brandon McCarthy, Mr. 69-420 guy. All right, here's a question for you. What do Ryan Castle and M&M's have in common? You're going to find out at 9:48 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and M&M's have in common?
Tonight I'm cleaning out my closet.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sorry, Mama.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there.
One text says, BJ likes to bring both the parties to look cool.
A mixture of Ryan Castle's to parties.
Yeah. Dude, I have to bring both of you to the parties so I can look cool.
Any party I've ever been to with BJ, he shows up with like 5 bags of M&M's.
That's my thing.
I got a smattering here.
The M&M's buffet.
Enjoy.
A guy named Stan loves both.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
And they melt in Steve's mouth, not in his hands.
That's the one we're looking
for. That's only 50% true.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that's just wrong. That is very wrong. Well, M&M's, you know, they want us to keep thinking about them, especially except for those disturbing images painted by Mr. Castle.
You're welcome.
And they've got new internationally inspired flavors that they've just leaked. They've got peanut M&M, But instead, they're going to be English toffee peanut M&Ms.
Oh, yummy.
Thai coconut peanut M&Ms.
Okay.
And Mexican jalapeno M&Ms.
I like it.
I'm a peanut M&M guy. I don't think you should mess with my peanut M&Ms, but they're going to give it a shot. I'll try them.
I know you like your nuts.
I love everybody's nuts. not just one. I love
what
them
about
all.
These nuts?
They say they should come out early next year. So there you go, Ryan. You and I'll bring them to a party and you. So I'll look cool.
And they can melt in our mouths together.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Not in our hands, though.
All right. Delicious.
Ryan Castle, he's going to make your radio melt because he's got a morning 12 back.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
So is there like a phrase or a word that like it really sounds good when someone says it? Like, and I can't explain it because when I watch HGTV, one of the big things right now is white shaker cabinets. And when they say that, it like makes me tingle.
It's like audio porn for you?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Vicky, but, it's like, biology. You're your body's saying it's time to settle down and make a baby.
I was the same way with Bob Ross and The Joy of Painting. Whenever he would say Alizarin Crimson, I was like, let's go.
How high were you all the time?
Super high.
Okay, that's
BJ and Migs. Mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I file for bankruptcy, do I have to appear in court? That makes me nervous.
Going to court is never something that's easy to do. However, when you file bankruptcy, you usually only have to attend one hearing at the courthouse. Of course, I'll be there with you. And when you go to court, it's not before the judge. It's actually with the trustee or the trustee's attorney. One of the things that's critical in a bankruptcy is that you give your attorney and the court all of your information. You list all of your assets and all of your creditors. That's what we're trading for your discharge, is your true and honest disclosure of your assets and liabilities. And so the court hearing is just usually about a 5-minute deal where you show up and reaffirm and swear that all the information you've given the court and your attorney is correct.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.